Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Text 51551. Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Do women neglect their own health after they become mothers? Dr. Deirdre Daly is assistant professor in midwifery in TCD, and she has canvassed or surveyed the opinions of 3,000 first-time mothers around Ireland. The findings show while women experience a range of health issues in the postpartum period, the health of mothers is frequently overlooked or secondary to their baby's health because, of course, the main focus of care is on the child health issues. Dr. Deirdre Daly joins me now. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary. Thanks for having me.
This study, 8 years ongoing, it's called the MAMI study.
It is indeed. And MAMI stands for Maternal Health and Maternal Morbidity. And morbidity means health problem in Ireland. And it's a study that we started. I started for my PhD with Professor Cecily Begley and Mike Clark back in 2011. And it was started for the main reason in that in Ireland, we have really good data on women's health during pregnancy, during their labour and during their birth. Mm. But once they leave the maternity hospital, we stop collecting and stop reporting data on their health, national data on their health. And that means, Mary, that we have no way of knowing what women's health is like, if they have or don't have problems, and if they do have problems, if they do or don't seek treatment for them. Mm.
Deirdre, what did you find out? And I suppose, you know, after the birth of a child or after the birth of a number of children, mothers are really, really busy. And
they
their own
are.
Health slips down the priority list.
It does indeed. And that is exactly what women are saying to us that, you know, we looked at a whole range of problems, and a lot of them health problems and problems that can happen even before pregnancy. And I think what we need to look at pregnancy at a point in a woman's, it's on a continuum of a woman's life. So she brings whatever she has beforehand to the pregnancy with her. And she might get healthy and well and really feel great during the pregnancy, or she might get sicker.
Mm. And there are physical issues, and there are also, I suppose, mental health issues and
there
anxiety
are indeed.
Issues.
And there are indeed. And I think it's really important to say that there are many, many women who are in fantastic health and love motherhood. And that the other side of it, there is many, many women who have one or several health problems. And these, if they go neglected and untreated, can leave women miserable, and they become long-term and chronic. And the saddest part about it is that many of these health problems, they're not life-threatening, Mary, but when they persist, as I said, they will leave women miserable for a long, long time.
Some of these issues as well, particularly the physical symptoms, are probably symptoms that people don't talk about very often.
Oh, for sure. No, because they're intimate. They're private.
And like what? What are we talking about here?
Well, for example, let's talk about the term we would use as urinary incontinence as professionals, but it means leaking urine when we don't mean to. That's one issue. And we know from the MAMI study that 1 in 3 women leak urine even before their first pregnancy.
And that's deeply distressing.
It is. But if you look at the way we also look at it in society, we talk about, you know, laughing so much I nearly wet myself. Well, leaking urine isn't a laughing matter. It's a health problem. We talk about it in pregnancy, and you see adverts on television now that show women these pants and all sorts of pads that contain it. That's not treatment, that's containment, and that's just delaying treatment for women. We know that during the first pregnancy, around just over 1 in 3 women leaked urine. And what we also know is that 9 out of 10 of those women did not talk to a professional, even when they were seeing them during pregnancy.
They're not getting help. You had other statistics I saw as well.
Yeah.
1 in 12 women experiencing anxiety. 1 in 10, I think, experiencing depression.
Yeah.
And they're not seeking help.
No, they're not seeking help. And I think they're not asking for help. And I think what women would say as well, quite a lot of women would tell us, well over half of the women would say that their GPs, midwives or PHNs aren't public health nurses aren't asking them for help. And not asking them directly is the language that we've asked the women. So someone might say to a woman, how are you? And she said, I'm grand.
Yeah.
Because she's so exhausted with the baby and she's so overcome. But she's not grand. Whereas if you asked her, how are you? Do you feel anxious? How are you really?
So what happened today then? There was a launch of What I Wish I Had Known.
Yeah. So the women in the MAMI study, 3,000 of them joined us, and well over our retention rates within the first year were over 90%, 80% at 12 months. Fantastic. And we're on the five-year follow-up. But along the way, we've established a really lovely, genuine public participation in research initiative with the women. So the women, we always consulted them and we always asked them what they thought of the surveys and stuff, but they have now become partners with us and they're co-designing the surveys with us. And 2017-18, we got structured funding to establish a formal participation with women. And that's when they came to the first group, and I'll never forget it. And there was quite a lot of them at the group, and they said, okay, we had shared the results with them, and they said, now you know this, what are you going to do about it? And we thought, okay, well, we'll begin to look for more funding. And gradually, 2017-18, we got more funding. And thankfully, last year, we got funding from Science Foundation Ireland. We got funding from the European Institute of Innovation and Technology and the Health Research Board. We applied for them separately, but they were all to produce a suite of self-help educational resources for women.
And they are now all available. There are online resources available, and there's a number of the general website, futurelearn.com, is that it?
That's right, and okay. The course is officially opening next week. Now, it runs as a course, but the resources will be available from next week.
All right, futurelearn.com is the website that people can access. Dr. Deirdre Daly, thank you very much. Dr. Deirdre Daly there from TCD.